Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Teasing Bites. This is going to be playing with some anticipation. I mean, it's in the title, Teasing. I'm going to bite you in several places. None of them too intimate, at least during this file. But the bites will inspire, because they can happen anywhere. I'm sure that it wouldn't be too difficult to imagine me pacing around you, observing your posture, your movements, your eyes, aware of how you're feeling and how your fingers are moving as they try not to show what you're feeling. The expression on your face, the change in shape of your lips as I call you out. And I'm not even biting you yet. I'm just talking. It would be so easy to take a simple part of you, your hand, your wrist, your arm, maybe your neck or your shoulder, and give it a little nibble. But now you're expecting it. Then again, it might be fun to give you what you want, knowing that every bite takes away a bit of your will, of your resistance, of your ability to think. Each bite seems to nibble at your thoughts and pull you in. And there's so many fun places where I could just bite down a little. For example, imagine me taking your hand and biting in the skin just below your thumb, where there's a nice bit of flexibility and you can feel the pressure of my teeth easily. Not too painful just yet. I'm only teasing after all. And then a quick little bite in the same place as you thought I would just let it go afterwards. I can bite you anywhere. A soft caress over your shoulder almost makes you jump. Or maybe I should just slowly sneak in, move my mouth, hovering over your upper arm, almost biting. Then quickly moving my head a little lower, closer to your elbow, and then biting. sitting in the skin just there. So nice. It's not even that hard, but your reactions are quite visible and audible. Incredibly noticeable. I wonder what you're thinking and feeling during this, and if you're aware how every bite takes away a bit of that process. The side of your wrist is a nice place to be bitten, almost comfortable. And the pressure feels kind of nice. A minimum amount of pain, but just a gentle, deep sensation. A little nibble further down your wrist, your arm. A sharper bite to let you know that I can. And then letting your arm and your mind drop down as I move further. Another bite just above your elbow, a little sharper this time, but not enough to bruise you. One of my favorite places to bite is that big muscle in your shoulders. It's such a nice place to let my teeth sink down on both sides. Even the tiniest bit of pressure already feels like a good, dangerous bite. And a little more sharp just gives that lovely hint of pain that makes bite so much fun. I wonder if you'd willingly expose your neck if you knew that I was going to bite there. Would you try to hide it and clamp down to your shoulder, or let your head lazily lean the other way as you're waiting for me to bite? And then feeling the frustration as I bite your shoulder, a delightful pain but the wrong direction, you know. Toying with your anticipation and letting you experience every bite in your skin. Again, on that lovely muscle of your shoulders, a nice sharp bite. Sometimes using the corner more, other times just a nice deep tease. Neck nibbles, tiny nips, just teasing with a temptation of pain and waves, little shocks of pleasure as you can feel how it affects you. Possibly the frustration as I stop. As you feel my breath traveling down your shoulder, down your arm, biting on your upper arm, letting you feel that any part of it, anywhere, can be taken. Bit. another bite closer to your elbow and then towards your wrist. Little bites on the side of your arm that just feel nice. And then up and up your arm. A nice deep bite in your neck and finally letting that stay. Holding that neck muscle and letting you feel the pressure of my teeth. Slowly letting go and nibbling on your shoulder again. The warmth of the after pressure glowing through your neck. It is so easy to just drop your mind right now, to let your head lean ever more blankly to the side, open to the bites, wonderfully enjoying. Lovely bites in your shoulder and neck, following all the way up to your ear and then down again. And then one little bite closer to the front, the vulnerability of your exposed neck, so obvious and clear. Back to a nice deep bite in that neck muscle and shoulder. I'm sure you know how it feels and how good that spike of sensation and the afterglow melt down your spine, sinking further into sensation. I'm going to do 3 more bites. Each of them will grow in intensity. Each of them will take away a bit more of your thoughts. And the more you can take, the sharper. Three bites. Such a vulnerable place on the side of your neck. 2, even firmer. The sharpness and pressure increasing. 1, taking the final bite. Out of your mind, and as you melt, let go, drift. Your body is still all sensitive all over, feeling the tingling of those bites travel down your spine, spreading over your nerves. Every part of your skin feeling a similar anticipation, left to want more perhaps. And who knows what will follow after. If my voice follows, you'll remain anticipating even more craving. Some sensations. Otherwise, awareness will slowly return to you with both the memory and the accompanying frustration. Even if your skin still feels a little tingly in places, enjoy as you have bitten off a little more than you can draw. Enjoy.